America weekend.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs, noisy, crazy.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
If I seem a little distracted today, it's because I'm wondering my financial situation, because I have a son. He's 13 years old. He eats like crazy.
Yeah.
He's growing like crazy. He is a string bean. He needs new clothes, new sneakers, new everything. It is mighty expensive to raise a child.
Yeah, from a child's birth to age 17. So not
17.
Including a college education if you send your child to college.
Mm. How much?
$233,610.
No!
How you doing?
See, not that well, obviously. We're looking for more affiliates for this radio program as we speak for that reason.
This is the kind of thing that makes my husband, because we don't have our own children yet, and he kind of goes, you sure you want one of these?
Yes. Because as soon as the baby drops out, a bill arrives for this child.
Yeah.
The clock starts ticking immediately.
Immediately.
The first thing that scared the hell out of me when we had our son is how much diapers are. Now, I'm going back to the old days of 2003, all right?
the early 2000.
The early 2000, you know, when you still had to pull the antenna out of your cell phone.
And flip it open.
Oh, my goodness. And you had to flip it open. And it was just this awful, terrible time. But I would go out looking for cheap diapers, and they were never to be had.
Yeah.
I actually ended up going to, I think it was Toys R Us or Babies R Us, where you could get a decent supply for $35.
Wow.
And, you know, a child is nothing more than a waste machine, because you got stuff coming out the front, out the back, and you're changing these things all the
constantly.
Time. You can't just rinse them out and put them back on either.
You know what?
You want to try,
and it's
but
funny
you can't.
Because I see a lot of articles. A lot of my friends are moms, new moms.
Yes.
Actually, a lot of them at this point are expecting child number two. But money savvy mom kind of a thing. And a lot of times they always recommend the cloth diapers, like to actually use
the
as diapers.
Old-fashioned ones.
I cannot wrap my head around
that. I can't either.
I'm
to
like,
me,
what
that
do
is
you
so
do
disgusting.
With that?
Now,
that's not going in my washer.
No, and think of the old days. Okay, this goes back even
before
I was. I think it was still around when I was a child.
When you had to hand wash them?
No, when you had the diaper service. When you actually were delivered a stack of clean cloth diapers, you would use the diapers, and then you would take the soiled diapers, put them in a bag, leave them on the porch, and here comes the delivery person. They would pick them up, bring them back to the laundry, wash them, but you were getting ones that were used by Chester down the street, by little Marcy over on the other
this
block.
This was a real thing?
This was a real thing. It was called a diaper service, and it was this awful, terrible time when you actually had to use pins to close
to
these
hold
things.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. The world, I'm surprised anybody is still alive today. People actually participated in this horrible, archaic ritual.
Wait, I have another question. I said this to my husband the other day. I'm going to kind of go a little bit off topic, and you're going to crack
up. Oh, here we go.
When do you think people started having belly buttons? Okay, every other mammal on the planet.
What?
Every other mammal on the planet just lets it fall off. So I want to know at what point in human history we looked at each other and said, hey, let's tie that in a knot first.
The umbilical feeding, cord. The umbilical cord. Why don't I could
the
remember
feeding
it?
Thing.
The feeding
that
tube.
That feeding
no, the
tube.
The feeding tube, that comes when you're 80.
That's the other end of life.
That's the other end. That doesn't fall off. All right, so the umbilical cord. Well, because what are you going to do? It's not very attractive to look
but
at.
But I no, it's not. But
you're
going to
bring
always,
that thing home?
It's one of those things like when I, you know.
Well, it looks like it's rotted a little bit more today, honey. We're making progress. No.
But that's what I'm saying. At what point did we all, because I'm sure we didn't always do that.
Right. And why are belly buttons different? I'm really concerned about
why
this.
Why you have an innie or an outie?
Yes.
It's apparently how your doctor ties it.
I, you know.
We need a doctor.
I guess so.
Help. We need a doctor on the show. We have medical questions.
You know what? You had mentioned you know a doctor.
I do. I have to call him.
Question one. Why are navels different?
Different.
He's going to look at me like I'm some sort of a lunatic.
Yes.
And he's never going to come on the show again.
Seriously.
But this is very important. We need to know this.
This was just a baby question that I was curious about. Like, when did we start tying those off? Anyways, but maybe it would be cheaper to have a baby if you didn't tie it off. Maybe if you...
It's that much more.
I have no
really?
Idea. I have no idea.
Oh my God, it was $6,000 to tie up the belly button.
I requested an innie. Those are more expensive.
An innie. The innies are much more attractive. You get these outies.
It's so bizarre.
It's like there's this thing
it
peeking out.
It makes me itchy. I can't stop. I don't want to think about them.
Is your belly button itchy?
It
or you're
is.
Itching all? Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's squirming around right now. Speaking about how expensive it is to raise a child. All right, we got this from the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Estimated total, specifically for middle-income married couple families with two children, they will spend a total of $372,210. Oy. My God. Because most families are more than just one child.
Yeah.
All right, we have one child. Maybe you'll have seven children one day. We don't know. All right? But it is ridiculously expensive. Now, you're talking about food. You're talking... See, but in this, they also include housing. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The kids got to live where the parents live. So this is... Now, I'm calling this into question. Because what? You're not going to live in a house, or you're not going to have any kind of a rent payment if you don't have a child?
Come on,
you live in a Chevrolet?
You could have a condo on the waterfront if you didn't have a kid.
That's exactly right.
You would not have... A mortgage on a full house, you would be...
You could downsize.
You could downsize.
Okay, you could live in a smaller accommodation. That is one thing. But see, what really gets you is as the child grows, all of a sudden you get these fees and these things that come out of nowhere. Oh, he wants to play basketball. It's $175. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to do this. Oh, that's another $100. Oh, we're having a birthday party. $360 to rent out party tech and have all the kids there. It never stops.
Yep.
Now, there are ways to save. We got lucky in a couple of respects because we had folks that handed down some clothing to us. And that was great. Some beautiful stuff.
I lived in hand-me-downs as a kid for my older cousins.
Right.
I don't think I owned anything new until I was like a teenager. I can't say that. My mother would be angry. She said, when it was time to get dressed up, I always had beautiful clothing.
You were properly clothed and you looked good. But you know what? If you're just going to be wearing clothes.
But for jeans and a t-shirt.
To be around the house on a Saturday afternoon. You don't need the latest from the Gap. I'm sorry. You just don't.
No. And it was always. And I had two older girls because it was Christina's first. Then it was Jackie's. Then it came to me.
Right. What do you think about maybe an 11-year-old girl with a brand new pair of Uggs and a Prada bag? Is that good or no?
No. I always laugh because we have friends and they're very stylish people just in general. They're both into fashion and their kids are beautiful and the kids are always dressed to the nines. And I always laugh because I'm like, every 6 months you got to re-clothe these kids when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're growing like weeds.
Right.
I was like, I can't imagine spending money on a little polo shirt for a child when it's not going to fit him in 8 months.
It's a shame. And you feel like, hey, we just bought this. He wore it 3 times. Now we're going to get rid of it. And if you don't have anybody to hand it down to, you're taking it over to the parking lot at the department store and you're throwing it in the charity bin.
In the bin.
They also break this down and they say that 15% of the cost of raising a child is transportation. Well, I don't know about that. You're going to spend... So you're spending over $28,000 during the childhood and adolescence of a child to get him transported?
I imagine that. Okay.
$20-something thousand dollars? How?
You figure the price of gas that they go to. And I'll tell you. So
but
here's
usually you're on your way somewhere, too, when they're in the car.
It's still a detour. It's still miles you might not have otherwise driven. And I know, I mean, I don't know how far. For me, my high school was 30 minutes from my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, are we going to get one of these stories? You know, I walked through 8 feet of snow.
No, uphill both ways, barefoot in the snow. No.
And you're quite petite. You get like a foot, foot and a half blizzard.
That's the majority
you
of my body.
Walking around. That's not good.
That's it. No. No, but if you did, you know, there was busing, but my parents had to pay for the busing.
Ooh, yes.
And I did after school activities, so I didn't make the bus home.
You
someone had to come get
home.
Me.
Yeah.
So my parents had to do that's an hour round trip. By the time they got there, picked me up, brought me home.
Wow.
So I could see it, absolutely.
And before that comes all the child care. When you have a child from, in some cases, 6 weeks to until they go to school, you have what's known as daycare.
Daycare.
And that is ridiculously expensive.
I've had friends who said to me that it almost didn't, and I know a lot of women who are doing this, especially because of, you know, women are still somewhat underpaid in this country. It was a wash for them, for the mother to go to work to pay for the kid to go to daycare, still let them at zero.
Sure.
I would rather stay home and not make the money and not spend the money, and at least I'm raising my own child instead of a stranger raising them. I'm working for what at this point then?
We made that choice, and for a while, at least for the first couple of years my son was around, my wife severely cut back on her schedule. And she was only working, I think, 2 days a week for a while, and even that was a half day. And then I tried to pick up the slack and vice versa. And you make certain sacrifices as well. And then even when they get to school, then it even gets expensive with they have aftercare sponsored by the school districts.
Right.
Where we live, our son can go to aftercare. But if you're there every day, it's almost another $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what adds up.
Yeah.
But you got to be smart how you do these things, too. But like you said, that's a lifestyle choice. If you want to put the child in daycare so you can still go and work, fine. But if all you're working for is to pay for that childcare expense, then why are you having 18-year-old Becky raise your child when you can be home raising your child yourself?
And well, I know a lot of women who also feel that they do it because they don't want to sacrifice their own careers. They want to keep that work experience. They want to have the time on their resume. And I
get that too.
I'm a dollars and cents person. If I'm working exclusively to put this kid into daycare, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to work. I'd rather raise my own kid and hang out with them.
Yeah.
Because they're probably cool if they're my kid.
And you know what? Exactly. And it is a relationship that is unlike any relationship in the world. And when it comes time and when you see them walking down the aisle in high school, walking down the aisle in college, mm-hmm. and walking down the aisle to get married, you'll remember and think back to the time that you actually spent with your child and realize it was worth more than anything else
than
in the world.
Than any paycheck. Absolutely.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.